Okay, Chevra, on Daf Mem Amid Beis, the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi one time followed Rebbe into the Beis HaMeichatz, and he wanted to put a Pachshav Shemen inside to warm up, and Rebbe says, Tol B'Kli Sheni V'Tein. Now, the Gemara derives a number of halachos from this story, and then the Gemara asks a question, how did you do this? Hechi Avid Hachi, Ha'amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, B'chol Makom Mutar Laharher, Chutz Mi Beis HaMeirchatz. The Gemara asks, how are you allowed to do this? You're not allowed to be Maharher in Divrei Torah in the Beis HaMeirchatz. Maybe it was in English. V'chi Tema Frekli Gemara, maybe this conversation was not in Lashon Kodesh, maybe it was in English, but we know that Devarim Shel Kodesh is Asar Omran B'Lashon Chol. We know that you're not allowed to say Divrei Torah, even in English, when you're in the Beis HaMeirchatz. So how did Rebbe say Tol B'Kli Sheni V'Tol? How did he say that? L'cha'ora, there's an Isser being Maharir in Divrei Torah, and for the Gemara Afrushim Yisur V'Sheni. And that's what the Gemara says. So I just want to focus on this for a minute. Taisus over here, b'chi tema b'lashon chol ka'amar lei. Right? Taisus asks a question, but one second. Even if you're saying it b'lashon chol, right? Even if I say, use a secondary vessel, right? I say it in English, frek taisus, but still you're violating the iser of being maharher b'divrei Torah. No? Even if I say use a secondary vessel, I use English. But lemaisa, the iser in the Beis HaMeirchatz, iser in the Beis HaKisei, is that I'm maharher, and I'm still being maharher in Divrei Torah if you say it in English. So Tosis answers that the iser to be maharher is only in Hebrew. You are allowed to be maharher in English, no? That's Tosis Yesod. Now you would think that this Tosis is like, Mavakach, yeah, I can think in Hebrew, I can think in English, no? I think actually people tend to only think in their native language, is that correct? If you ever go to a local store and you get change and they're counting out change, even though you're having a full conversation with the person, they're speaking English totally fluently, they'll count out change in their uno, dos, tres, cuatro, right? They'll count out change in their native tongue. And I think here, you only think in your native tongue. And Taisus says, nonetheless, here, B'Lashon Chol is permitted. That's the Yesod of Taisus. Now, many of the poskim point out, let me finish this point and I'll take your comment. So the Rashash over here writes about this Taisus. Mikan Raya to the Shagas Aryeh in the Tshuva Simen Zayin, Bamesha Toma Al Harashba Shekosa De Behir Hor Lo Shayich Lashon. Comes along the Rashash. The Rashash says, Taisus is saying that you're thinking in English, you're not thinking in Hebrew. Says the Rashash, you see from Tosis that it's possible to think in various languages, and therefore this is a Raya against the Rashba in Brachos. Because the Rashba in Brachos says that in Hirhur there is no concept of language. Language is something that only exists when you verbalize, when you articulate, when you speak it out. But if it's in your mind, the category of language and the distinction between languages does not exist. That's what the Rashba says. And Zakhti Rashash, the Artosis, is against the Rashba. Now, the bottom places of Mem Amid Beis says that he was Maharher in Lashon Chol, and that's going to be permitted. Zakt the Rashash, you see from Taisus that the concept of hearer exists in various languages, and that's against a Rashba. Now this Rashba is found in Brachas Tesvot. The Gemara over there says, Machlokes HaTanoim, the Tanakhama says that if I read Kriya Shema v'lo hishmiyala ozno is yatsa. Tanakhama says I'm yotze Kriya Shema even without articulating, without verbalizing. Reb Yossi says I'm not yotze. Right? Reb Yossi says that you're not yotze. The Machlokes between the Tanakhama and Reb Yossi is what does the word Shema mean? Does Shema mean that you should hear Hashemei ala oznecha? Many of the old Siddurim translate Shema Yisrael as hear, O Israel. No? But l'cha'ayra, if you paskin that karas Shema v'lo hishmei ala oznecha yatsa, that means that the word Shema does not mean to hear, but the word Shema means to understand. Right? That you have to understand the Kriya Shema. But Rabbi Yossi says, I'm not Yotze. Why? Why am I not Yotze if I say Shema and I don't speak it, I don't verbalize? Zak Bigma, because he understands that Shema means Hashemei ala oznecha, means to hear. The Tanakhama holds, Shema means B'chol Lashon Sha'at HaShemeya. And then, Rabbi Yossi Zak Bigamara, Mimela Shamet Mina. Rabbi Yossi says that you could learn this out Mimela. That's the way the Rashba has a gears in this Gemara. Meaning that the two concepts as to whether Shema means I have to be able to hear, or whether Shema means I have to understand, Rabbi Yossi assumes that these two concepts are connected. Zuck the Rashba in Brachis on Tesavav, what this means is, this means, says the Rashba, that the hear her halev lo shayich lashon. The concept of lashon does not exist the hear her. And therefore, if I'm going to be yotzei kriya shema the hear her, al karchacha am yotzei b'chola, al karchacha am yotzei b'chol lashon. The question as to whether I'm yotzei shema in foreign languages is totally in the question of whether I'm yotzei behirhor. Because according to the Rashba, this tweet is only according to the Rashba, according to the Rashba, if you're yotzei behirhor al karkacha, it's got to be that you're yotzei in any language, because behirhor lo shayich lashon. The Rashash points out that our Tosfos that speaks about a distinction between being Maharher in Lashon Kodesh and whether I'm Maharher in Lashon Chol, our Tosfos obviously is arguing on the Rashba. That's what the Rashash says. However, this Rashba is very famous, and the Shagas Aryeh in the Tshuvan, Simin Zayin, Shagas Aryeh is marich to argue on the Rashba. And the Shagas Aryeh does it in the Shagas Aryeh traditional way. When I was a kid, when we were Bar Mitzvah, everyone said their pshatol from a Shagas Aryeh, no? That was like standard. Now I think Bar Mitzvah boys say their pshatol from a Reb Velvel or something. Is that standard now? Maybe you're all past the stage of Bar Mitzvah boys, right? But I think all the Bar Mitzvah pshatols today are from Rav Velvel, used to be from the Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh's derech and learning involves tremendous bekiyas and tremendous l'shitasais. So what the Shagas Aryeh says is that, listen, there's a big machlokas whether hirhor is kedib or dami or not. That actually, that machlokas comes up in Shabbos Daf Kufnun, whether hirhor is kedib or not. Zuck the Shagas Aryeh, if you play the name game and you match everybody up, there are positions who assume that Hirhor is Kedib, or that I'm Yotzei Mitzvahs with Hirhor, and those same positions assume that I'm only Yotzei in Lashon Kodesh. That is impossible according to the Rashba. Because according to the Rashba, right, if it's Hirhor, so the concept of Lashon Kodesh versus Sha'ar Lashonis doesn't exist. So therefore the Shagas Aryeh says, Rashba, he's a fine fellow, Orthodox Jew, but the Shagas Aryeh has big plates, he has broad shoulders, and he says he's arguing on the Rashba. And the Shagas Aryeh paskins, la halacha, that the category of Hirhor exists even in Sha'ar L'Shoynis, which is like Artosis, and says the Rashash, that the Tosis is a right to the Shagas Aryeh. So far, so good. It happens, however, that many point out that there might be a different beer in the Rashba. When the Rashba says that I'm Yotzei, when the Rashba says that by Hirhur, Lashon is not Shayach, it could be that the Rashba does not mean that there's no difference between thinking in English and thinking in Hebrew, and all thoughts are the same. But maybe the Rashba means a razzle-dazzle pshat. Maybe what the Rashba means is that by hirhur, the concept is not about the it's not the words that are important, but it's the concept that's important. It's not, right, when I am yotze, according to Madama, hirhur kedibur dami, right? Let's say the Madama assumes that I'm yotze mitzvahs by thinking. There is such a man to Amar, Shabbos Chof Dalet, excuse me, Shabbos Kuf Nun, Brachas Chof Dalet, there is such a man to Amar, the Hirhur is Kedibur Dami. So the Sefer Tehillah L'David asks Akasha, Tehillah L'David Narachayim Simin Samach Beis. He asks Akasha, says, one second, Hirhur Kedibur, so how come you need a Bar Chiyuva to be mul to you? No? If I have a katan, and the katan says Chazar Sashatz, right? I pass by, I hear the katan saying Shemayna Esrei out loud. I'm not Yotze, correct? Why am I not Yotze? If I hold Hirhur Kedibur, L'cha'ira, I am Yotze. Because I heard the words, I'm thinking about what he's saying. So shouldn't I be Yotze if I hold Hirhur Kedibur? How can we say it's a Dover Pashat in the Mishnayis and Megillah and elsewhere that you need a Bar Chiyuva to be Motzi you? Maybe I'm Yotze Al Yedei Hirhur even without the Bar Chiyuva. Especially according to the opinion that Hirhur Kedibur Dami, right? I could be Yotze. So comes along the Sefer Tehillah L'Dov and he says, no, no, no. The reason why you're not Yotze is because Hirhur does not mean that you're thinking about the specific words. Hirhur means you're thinking about the concept. No? Hirhur means that I'm... Right? Sometimes you could hear words. Does this ever happen to you? Like you're driving in the car and you have the news broadcast on and you're hearing all the words but you have no idea what they're saying. L'havdil, sometimes people could even chas v'shalom be in shir and hear all the words and they have no idea what's going on. It's theoretically possible, correct? You mask him, say? That's not hirhur. Hearing words, right, and even thinking about the words, the boy ran up the alligator, right? That, you hear all the words, you're thinking about the specific words, that's not hirhur. Hirhur means concepts. And what the Rashba means in Brachas Tesvav is that if you hold Shema means to understand, so our karkacha, that teaches me that it's about concepts, not about specific words, and al karkachat's got to be b'chol lashon. It's not, right? The Rashash, according to this approach, according to this Tehillah L'David, the Rashash is misunderstanding the Rashba. The Rashba in Brachas Tesvav is saying, the Rashba is not saying that it's not possible to think in a different language. No. Avadi could think in a different language. Rather, what the Rashba means is that if I'm Yotze Al Yedei understanding, so then understanding is about concepts, it's not about words. And once it's about concepts, not words, so then the specific language doesn't matter. And Im Kenem HaDevarim, there is no Raya that the Rashba is arguing on Taisus. So that's the first nakuda that we wanted to make. Let's hear from Zach.
Even if heroes have concepts, you know, don't we say that definitely language affects your concepts?
That what?
Your language you speak affects how you understand the concepts.
That's already an advanced principle, I think.
I'm saying, even within Torah, there's an idea that, you know, many people say that why doesn't the Torah include this word in the Chumash? There's no Hebrew word for this, no Hebrew word for that, because Hebrew has a different understanding of this idea.
I mean, Hebrew is certainly a much richer language, like all the Rishonim point out, and all the Spanish poets certainly assume that Hebrew is richer and it conveys many different meanings, whereas in other languages, sometimes you have a word that only has a single meaning. In Lashon Kodesh, it may have different meanings conveyed. I'm not sure if that's the same exact principle that we're discussing. Basically, the question that we're talking about is whether it's possible to think in a foreign language. Tosfos is certainly saying yes, no? Is Tosfos agreeing, or is Tosfos disagreeing with that Rashba? Well, the Rashash says yes, but according to our other Mahalach and the Rashba, the Din is no. Okay. Let's go weiter. The Gemara says that even I'm not allowed to learn Torah or think about Torah in the Beis HaMerchas and the Beis HaKisei, but Afrushe Me Isura Shari. No? That's what the Gemara says. In the Sefer Emek Bracha, the Emek Bracha is a student both of Reb Velvel and the Chazon Ish. He was one of the first Chevra. Remember, the Chazon Ish moved to Bnei Brak when it was Mamish, a town, the way Dr. Soloveitchik says, it's like a half a horse town, meaning if the horse is in the town, the horse's tail is outside of the town. There was Mamish nothing in Bnei Brak when the Chazon Ish moved there. And a bunch of yeshiva light, they went to Bnei Brak and they started connecting to the Chazon Ish. One of those was Rabbi Arya Parmarchik, who wrote the Emek Bracha. He was nifter just to give you Chalisha Sadas. He was nifter at age 38. And he wrote three tremendous svarim. He wrote the Emek Bracha on Inyanei Brachos. It's a beautiful sefer. It's also beautiful because every shtickle is really short. No? Sometimes the sefer you have to read a few pages. It takes time. Emek Bracha takes you 30 seconds. You read a shtickle and you realize, wow, he just hit a home run. Hey, almost all the shtiklach are like home runs. A really, really good shtiklach taira. So the Emek Bracha, he wrote the Emek Bracha, he wrote the Torah Zra'im, on Mishnayis and Seder Zra'im, and he wrote a book called Yehegeh Ha'ari on Sugyas and Shas. Very, very beautiful term. They're brown. Okay, that's the Emek Bracha. So the Emek Bracha has the following chakira when we speak about Afrushe Me'isura. I believe I discussed this with some of the fellows in the Beis Medrash. What does Afrushe Me'isura mean? Does Afrushe Me'isura mean that it's not considered Talmud Torah? Because the definition of Talmud Torah means when you give a reason. But if you just say, don't do that, that's not Talmud Torah. Or maybe Afrushe Me'isura means, yes, what I'm doing is Talmud Torah, but we relax the Isser of Talmud Torah, Bebeis HaKisei, Bebeis HaMerchatz, we relax that Isser in order to prevent a bigger Isser, a different Isser. No? The Emek Bracha has the Chakira, what's the lumdus of Afrushe Me'isura? Is Afrushe Me'isura saying that it's not Torah? Or is Afrushe Me'isura saying, although it is Torah, we could be Megel?
And then you have to say that the Isura is Drabanan.
Why? It could be, we assume that this din, Bahaya Machanecha Kadaish, is an Isura D'Oraisa. Nonetheless, Chazal sometimes try to balance different Isurim D'Oraisa. And in the scheme of things, when they do the balance, so, this Isser being Mahar B'Divrei Torah is a low, Mahar B'Divrei Torah Beis HaKisei is a lower level Isser than the Isser of doing an Avera B'Yadayim. And I'm allowed to violate the Isser of Torah Beis HaKisei in order to prevent you from doing a bigger Isser.
That's what
Mishnah Baba. Mitzvah Baba Avera is that if my mitzvah is tainted. Over here, Afrushe Me'isura means you're going to do an Isser, and because you're going to do an Isser, I violate the Isser of speaking Torah in the Beis HaKisei to prevent you from doing a bigger Isser. No? Let's say, Moshalah Adavadome, you're in the middle of benching on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be mafsik in benching, and you see somebody sitting at the table and the person spilled on his shirt, right, and got it dirty. He's about to take some seltzer and put it on the shirt to rub it off. Am I allowed in the middle of benching to say, don't do that? Right? Is that the pshat? Is it a hefsik that we're makel on to prevent someone from doing a serious aveira? Right?
Didn't like Gemara talk about aveira shema?
Maybe. I mean, I'm doing a low. Right, that's the Sugyan Shabbos Daf Dalet.
Right.
Am I allowed to be right in the pass in order to make sure that you don't come to the Isra Skila of Bishol on Shabbos? Right. So is that the pshat enough for Rishim Yisura? That I'm doing an avera to prevent you from a bigger avera? Or is the pshat enough for Rishim Yisura that the whole din of the whole Isser in the Beis HaKisei and the Beis HaMerchatz is I'm not allowed to study Torah. And maybe Torah is only Torah that's learned b'iyun. Right, this is really, you could hear if Aaron Lichtenstein, Zichron Levracha, saying this svara. No, it's not Torah if you don't understand the reason. If I say, don't do that, I say, Torah b'kli sheni. That's not Torah. Right? Taking out the baseball rule book and reading, right, when the infield fly rule applies or not, gives you no Havana in how to play baseball. Without Havana, it's not a din baseball. Without Iyun, it's not Torah.
Doesn't Rav Soloveitchik say by Chris Torah talks about a Targum? He says the reason why they institute a Targum, he says by if it's Torah not Torah Shekhtav, then you don't know that it makes you
to understand
Havana,
it.
Havana, whereas if it's Torah Shekhtav, you're not Yotzi unless you understand.
You're not what?
You're not Yotzi, like, unless there's like some level of like learning.
Maybe. I mean, again, it's all connected. In other words, that's the question. Generally speaking, we assume that there might be, I don't know, the Breslovers are very into this idea that they just daven through all of Shas. They assume that when they get up to Olam Haba, if they said all the words of Shas, they'll be able to understand the Shir. We Pashtus assume that there's no kiyum hamitzvah if I just say muyagor shesem and b'shas anticha b'shegruven shesem menech lemuyagor. Right? There's no kiyum hamitzvah like that. Again, I'm not saying that we understand what muyagor or anticha is. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But that could be in what afrushim yisur is. It's not Talmud Torah. These are two possibilities. Obviously, there are a million nafkaminas on this question. But this could be a fundamental question in terms of defining Talmud Torah. Now, by the way, it says in Shulchan Aruch that before Birkas HaTorah in the morning, I'm allowed to give a psak without the reason. No? Someone calls me up first thing in the morning and they say, Rabbi, I stuck a fleshik spoon in a milchik pot. So I'm allowed to say it's all mutter. Right? The food is kosher. I probably should not say, if I haven't yet made Birchas HaTorah, the food is kosher because you haven't used the spoon in 24 hours, and it's nice and tamnaf gam, we pass it nice and tamnaf gam, right? I shouldn't give the reason.
Are you allowed to think through the reason?
What?
Are you allowed to think through the reason?
Am I allowed to think through the reason? So in Shulchan Aruch, before Birchas HaTorah, in Simin Mem Vav Mem Zayin, wherever it is, the Mechaber writes that you're allowed to be maharher in Divrei Torah before Simen Mem Zayin. Mechaber writes, I'm allowed to be maharher in Divrei Torah before Birkas HaTorah. Elijah Kramer of Vilna, who's known as the Gra, the Gain says, no, you're not. Because the Gain says, since the Pasuk says, V'chagisa bo yom and v'layol, at the beginning of Sefer Yehoshua, it says, learn Torah day and night. Right? It's an amazing thing. The Tzivui of Talmud Torah is given to Yehoshua ben Nun, who is a general who's in the process of killing 24 kings, probably the busiest military person on the planet, no? And he's the one that gets the tzivui of Hagisa bo yomam balayla. Okay? You think you're busy, right? Yehoshua ben Nun, right? It's a good Moshe Shmuz. Now, the fact is, there's a machlokas in the Gra and the Mechaber about whether it's mutter laharher b'divrei Torah, right? The Gra assumes it's aser because the Gaon says that there's a kiyum hamitzvah of Talmud Torah b'hirhur, and the Gaon would disagree with this halacha that I'm allowed to pask in the shayla without giving the reason, because he says, "What do you mean? Without Birkas HaTorah, you're not allowed to do that." Our sugya is the raya to the Pashtus and Shulchan Aruch that it's not called Talmud Torah without a reason. Right? That's why many Rishonim over here on our sugya, the Ran has this, many Rishonim say, you see from here that a psak without a reason is not called Talmud Torah. But the Emek Bracha has the other tzad also. The Emek Bracha says that he thinks that there's a nafgamina based on the comment of the Magen Avraham that is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Pei Hei. Let's say a person is in the Beis HaKisei and the person begins to have herhurim ra'im. The person begins to think about isurim. So the Sefer Hasidim writes that what you should do is you should be mefana libo lahar hebra devrei Torah instead. You should start thinking and learning. So Zakhdei Mekbracha, how am I allowed to do that? Right? When I start to think and learning, I'm going to start to think about what's the pshat in klisheni. Is klisheni that gets colder? Is klisheni just that there's no dofnos of mechamimos? And I'll start to like think of the nafkaminas, of yad nitzis, etc. Right? How am I allowed to do that to avoid this or hirhur? Right? L'cha'ora, the only reason I'm allowed to do that to avoid the iser of hirhur is because...
to get your mind off a bigger iser.
To get my mind off a bigger iser, that l'cha'ora would be okay. But if you assume that the pshat is that hirhur is not called, that in our Gemara, Afrusha Mesir is not called Torah, in that case you're mamash learning Torah, no? You're thinking about all of the lomdas, so you're mamash learning Torah. And there would be no heter to do that. So comes from the Emek Bracha, and he's machriya, that the din is because of, what's it called? The din is because of separating you from a bigger iser that allows you to violate a smaller iser. That's what he says. The Rishonim in our Sugya comment, and the Rashba, etc., they have a comment that Afrushim Yisura is permitted even if I give it Derech Hora'a. No? This guy is in the, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avim is in the Beis HaMerchatz, and he wants to put some oil in and warm it up. Rebbe could have just said, "Don't do that! Stop!" But he doesn't say that. He says, "Tol b'klisheni v'tein."
But that's no different. That's just the.
It is very different. Because if I say tobikli sheni, you can derive halacha from it. If I say stop, I have no idea why the Rebbe said I should stop. Say tobikli sheni, so then what I said gives me the ability to derive halachas from. No? Licha ora, that would mean from our Gemara that it's not called. Right? Talmud Torah. Even though I'm saying it in a way that you can derive halachas from. That would sound more like the first way. The pashtus in this din, if you read some in Pei Hei Se'if Beis in Orach Chaim, the Mishnah Brura and the Achronim over here are really focusing on what we would call the Chetza of Torah. What is considered learning? No? It's nogea, for example, in Avelos, Rachman Otzlan. You're not allowed to learn Torah in Avelos. Pekudei Hashem Yesharim, Misam Chelev. I remember when Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was sitting Shiva for his wife, so he was sitting there saying Tehillim the whole time. There's a huge discussion in the Aruch HaShulchan and many of the Achronim, am I allowed to, is a person allowed to say Tehillim, right, during Shiva?
Right?
Tisha B'Av, same type of thing, right? Is it only Torah if you, right? We pass in Hilchos Tisha B'Av that Seder Hayom is Mutter. In Hilchos Avelos, you're passing. You're allowed to do Kriyas, say regular Kriyas HaTorah. Right? Say Izel Makoma, Nachronim say, is permitted. Why is that permitted? It's considered Torah. The Pashtus is, like the first Mahalach of the Emek Bracha, that Torah B'li Havana, Heis Nish Torah. If I'm learning without proper understanding, that's not called learning. The Mishnah Berurah over here, I'll take your question in a second, Zach. Mishnah Berurah discusses, when you're in the Beis HaKiseh, are you allowed to learn Dikduk? No? Is Dikduk considered Torah? Right? So the Mishnah Berurah wants to... what? It's a Hechsher Mitzvah, L'chora, right? Same idea. My Lotum. So Mishnah Berurah says that that's Asur. He thinks that's Asur because there's no way to properly learn Dikduk without thinking about Pesukim and Nach. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. Musar. The Mishnah Berurah says, are you allowed to sit in the Beis HaKiseh and think about Shiflos HaAdam? Am I allowed to be in the Beis HaKiseh and think about Ich Bin HaGarnished? So Mishnah Berurah says that's permitted. Right? Meaning, Musar is not Torah. Right? Don't tell this to Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen. He'll never forgive me. Right? But Musar is not Torah. However, Dikduk is Torah. The pashtus in the way all the achronim deal with this halacha is that we're trying to figure out if is that afrusha meisur is mutter. Why? It's not Torah. If it's not Torah, so then I have to analyze bigadol what is considered Torah. It's not a pashat question. What's considered a cheftza of Torah? No. It's really not so simple. It could be there's a difference also who you are at what stage. I remember when my son Baruch, he's now 16, when Baruch started learning Aleph Beis, so I asked Rav Schechter, am I allowed to go over the letters with him? Sometimes he's not clean. Right? Is that called Talmud Torah? Right? Same Shaila. So Rav Schechter said, yeah, for a kid, that's considered the Torah that they're learning. Right? To say, come it's Aleph Oh. That is Torah. For me, at my he felt it's usher. For me, at my stage in life, honestly, if I were just sitting there reading letters, that's probably not a kiyum of Talmud Torah in this sort of way. But for the little kid at his stage in life, that's the kiyum of Talmud Torah. It's not a simple shayla, and I think it's all based on our Gemara. In accordance with the Havana of the Emek Bracha, the Tutzdadim in the Emek Bracha is mamish relevant in terms of what is the Chafzat HaRazak.
So, according to how we're passing that you can read Shir Shalilah and other things on Yom Kippur.
On Tisha B'Av, yeah.
On Tisha B'Av. That would be against the whole Rav Shalishnach understanding between
we're saying even for Torah Shebiksav, when I lack, again, when I lack Havana, the Ha'ora, that's not called Torah, it's not called learning. Yeah.
Isn't that what you
say, Sivos before Sivos? So it says in Shulchan you should say Birchas HaTorah before Sivos. Because that's the question. Am I allowed to say Psukim Derech Tachanunim before Birchas HaTorah? We're Machmir on that. The Mishnah Berurah says that you should be machmir because even though I'm using the psukim as right, to appeal to the Rabbonu Shalom to forgive me, but still it's a chafetz of Torah. It sounds like we're machmir both ways. No? Right? We're machmir both that I eat. Correct. But nonetheless, in Hilchas Avelos, we're make on this shayla. So in Avelos, we consider that it's not Torah, but for Slichis, we say, oh, l'chatchis, say Birchas HaTorah beforehand. No?
Let's say
our practice is whenever we say Birchas HaTorah that we say those psukim afterwards. Right? The question is in the morning, right, when you begin Slichas, either you begin Slichas with Adon Olam or you begin Slichas with Ashrei, depending on where you daven. But you begin Slichas in the morning. How am I allowed to say Lo Hashem Atzdokol on the Boshes Haponim on the Soli Manomar? Right? Isn't that Torah? And I didn't say Birchas HaTorah yet. By the way, there's a discussion in the Poskim. The what's his name? Reb Yaakov Ettlinger in his Sefer on Sukkah. What's it called? Baruch Haner. Baruch Haner and Sukkah answers taking the lulav in the morning before the Bikur Yankiv in Sukkah. Answers taking the lulav in the morning before saying Birchas HaTorah. He assumes that if I'm going to take the lulav properly, I'm going to be thinking about what? I'm going to be thinking about the halachas of is my Esther kosher? Is it not kosher? Right? How do I do the na'anuim properly? You'll be thinking about the din. You can't do mitzvahs before Birchas HaTorah. Most assume that Bikur Yaakov is like a chumrah entirely because that would be Hirhur. And Hirhur technically is a mutter without Birchas HaTorah because mainstream Judaism does not follow the Gra on that Nakuda. But these are all questions in terms of what's considered a chatzah of Torah is a very important question. Yeah?
If you're asking that Talmud Torah, even Torah Shemitah, you have to understand from the Yotz of the field, the field Talmud Torah, so then when we say Biblical Torah, and then we say
Sukkim,
because meant the Jews meant to straight after, and you're not thinking about
Sukkim,
you're not Yotz
of the
field.
Correct. So you have to think about it.
Maybe instead of saying Sukkim, we should like
to download a Sukkim. And our practice saying the Sukkim is because we want the Birchas HaTorah to be going on all aspects of Torah. No, we want to be going on
the Mishnah and Gemara.
Right, exactly. So that's why we say the Psukim after, and then we do the Mishnayis in Ezahu Makoma, and then we do the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel for the three segments of Torah. That's a good question. If I, according to what we're saying now, that I'm only Mekayim Talmud Torah with Iyun, with thinking about it, so then, by the way, I have to tell you that my practice is that I do not say all of Ezahu Makoma every day. I try to say a different Mishnah each day and to think about it. You jump around. You could test people, by the way. Ask them, what are the Kachi Kachim? Right? Where are they Nishkatan? If you say Ezahu Makoma properly, you should know that. You should really know. And that's sort of undermine. Yes,
that's the point.
But and if you're smart enough, they ask you the question in your mind in like 5 seconds. But really, the proper way of doing it, l'cha'ora, based on what we're saying, is that Talmud Torah requires Havana, right? And Afrushim Yisura is not called Talmud Torah because I don't understand why, right?
The Hirasim before you put on.
That's one of the places in Chazam. It says Neshama Shebamochi.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the. I don't know. I have to admit, I stopped saying that. It's when I got more into davening Nusach Ari as I got older, so I noticed it's not found in the Lubavitcha Siddur. So I stopped saying it. I said it at my bar mitzvah for a couple of years after. I used to say it. I don't know. Yerav Bachman's into that. That's true. I don't know. Okay, I'll be ready for another Mishnah about Muli or Hagarov. Very difficult Mishnah to understand. Like, what on earth is going on here? Okay, if I have a Mulier that is Garuf, so I'm allowed to drink from it on Shabbos, and on Tiki, I cannot drink from it on Shabbos, even though it's Garuf. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, what exactly is a Mulier? What exactly is an Antiki? So, a Mulier seems to be a Keli that the heating element, the gecholim, is on the side of the keli. An antiki seems to be a keli where the heating element is on the bottom. Everybody knows that we learned in first grade that heat rises. When the heating element is on the bottom, it will be hotter than when the heating element is on top. So the Mishnah says that the molir I can drink from on Shabbos because it's not as hot. The antiki I cannot drink from on Shabbos. Now, Rashi learns this Mishnah in accordance with his Shita throughout this Perek that we're talking about the Isser Hatmana, and Hatmana and Shehiya and Hatmana and everything is all one and the same, no? So, the Molir is not so hot, so therefore it's not really Maisef Hevel, therefore it's okay. The antiki is very hot, and therefore it's not okay. That's the Shita of Rashi. And the Ram points out that's Rashi l'shitaso from the rest of the Perek. Now, I'm not getting involved in like the details over here about what the word nechashta means. Right? Does it mean copper? Does it mean the stuff at the bottom? Right? And, you know, the Gemara discusses, is an antiki a beidudi or beikimi? No? Is antiki like a pot? Whereas antiki is something that you stick in the kira itself. It's like a section in the oven. Right? Those details are nice. They're interesting. And honestly, I don't fully understand them. So I guess I wasn't really mechanic Mr. Talmud Torah when I learned the sugya. But that is Rashi's shita in Molier versus antiki. Tosfos asks kashas on Rashi. First of all, Tosfos asks, well, Maisav Hevel, not Maisav Hevel, is a Dinan Hatmana, and that has no shaykhus to what we're talking about. So for that we could answer, well, according to Rashi, this is all about Hatmana, that's not so difficult. Then Tosfos asks a question, the old, didochik lomar demasnisen ayri kisha osa ha'iser. You see, according to Rashi, the case in the Mishnah is, I put stuff into my molir, I put stuff into my antiki, and now my shaila is, can I drink from it? Can I use it? Tosfos says, that's dochik. Because l'cha'ora, the question would be more reasonable to say, don't put it into your antiki, or do put it into your molir. Don't put, like, according to Rashi, the Chora, I'm not allowed to put it into my molir or into my antiki on Shabbos for sure. Tosfos is understanding that we're talking about putting it in on Shabbos. So Tosfos asks on Rashi, well, one second, that means that you did an Isser, and you're clarifying Rashi whether or not you're allowed to benefit from that Isser that you did because it was Hatmona B'Dava HaMaisef Hevel or not. That's a sugya according to Rashi, and Tosfos says that is Dachuk. Now, one could answer this Taina on Rashi. And if you read our dear beloved friend the Pnei Yehoshua, right? The Pnei Yehoshua, I have to admit, like, at one stage in my life, I totally forgot about this. I was, like, very into Pnei Yehoshua. I, like, learned Pnei Yehoshua to say there in this parak. I was, like, I remember, like, someone was, like, making fun of me. How come I said, Pnei Yehoshua is Gevaldik. So good. Right? Such a beautiful paper. So Pnei Yehoshua, and he was from Frankfurt am Main, right? So, you have to like the Pnei Yeshua.
That's right,
he was the Rav a long time before Rabbeinu Hirsch, like 150 years or so before Rabbeinu Hirsch. Right? The Pnei Yeshua time is that if you read Rashi carefully, Rashi says that they did the grifa, whatever it is, Moliya Hagaruf min hagecholim mi ba'ayv yayim. Rashi writes that they took the Gecholim out, mi ba'od yom. Frek the Pnei Yehoshua, why does Rashi say they take the Gecholim out, mi ba'od yom? Obviously, you're not allowed to remove the Gecholim on Shabbos. The Teretz Is says the Pnei Yehoshua, that the real pshat in Rashi is that they took the Gecholim out, mi ba'od yom, and there's liquid in this utensil, mi ba'od yom, from before Shabbos. And therefore, Rashi is saying you didn't necessarily violate an Isser. Because if it's not a davar ha'moisef hevel by the molir, you didn't violate an isser. By the antiki, it is a davar ha'moisef hevel, therefore you violated an isser. And that's precisely what the Mishnah is saying, no? In other words, Tosfos is kasha, that why would we, it's dochik to say, the masnisen ayri kesha asa isser, means that according to Tosfos, they put the liquid in on Shabbos, zot lefnei Yehoshua, that no, if you read the Rashi carefully, they didn't put the liquid in on Shabbos. Okay. So that is Rashi's pshat, that it's along the dinim, along the lines of the dinim of Hatmana throughout everything. Tosfos himself has a different pshat. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu from Harab Poras that the issue over here is that they're taking the liquid and they're pouring it into Yayin. No? If the water was in a molir where the heating element is on the side, so then I'm allowed to pour that liquid into the yayin. I'm allowed to warm up the wine and make the wine drinkable from a molir. But if it was an antiki, so then I'm not allowed to pour the water from the antiki into my yayin on Shabbos. Because since an antiki is very hot, misbashyo hayayin min hamayim bishas mezida, you're going to be in violation of an iser bishul. Now, this lecha'ira is a little bit hard to understand. Right? Both the molir and the antiki is a kli rishon. Kli rishon is mevashel al koponim kidei klipa. And if you're going to tell me that I'm not putting that much hot water in, I'm only warming up the yayin, but I'm not mamish heating it to yadsei ledes, right? So then, why would it be usher by an antiki? Comes along the Pnei Yehoshua with a tremendous chiddush. And the Pnei Yeshua says that the pshat in Tosfos is that because an antiki has the heating element at the bottom, even though I removed the gecholim from the antiki, it still is considered al-gabei ha'eish. And therefore, irui from a kli rishon she'al-gabei ha'eish is going to be usur even though it is only warming the substance, not heating it. It is ki'ilu. Masha inkin, I'm reading the Lashon Pnei Yeshua. Masha inkin ba'antiki, shechom shalom miskayim harbe, v'hagrifa lo mahani ba. Im kain, it's almost like a tanur, that grifa doesn't help by a tanur. By an antiki, grifa also doesn't help. Im kain, ebe ki'ilu, ar mahaleches tachdav, v'shapir matzinu lemeimar, di iri kazim, v'vashol bishol gamur. Wow. In other words, we have this phantom chazanish that we've been talking about a lot, that iroi from a kli rishon al gabe ha'esh is more chamor than iroi from a kli rishon shelo al gabe ha'esh, right? And therefore, we pointed out that the Shmir Shabbos quotes this as a chumrah, that if I want to make tea, let's say, in a kli shlishi on Shabbos, or in a kli sheni, I have to reevaluate my cheshbin of the kelim. The first cup that I put under the urn is dino kikli rishon, because, right, since it's coming from a kli rishon al gabe ha'esh, that's a more chomer dika situation, and the first keli is rishon, second is sheni, third is shlishi, right? Instead of first being sheni. You want to know the makar for that in Judaism? Judaism being classical Judaism, like rishonim? I'll tell you the makar. Taisus on Mem Aleph Amad Aleph, Dibar Hamasko Moliar, according to the Havana of the Pnei Yehoshua. Chan in the Toich Tzainin is mutter by a Moliar, but by an antiki, it's going to be usher. That would mean that to pour from a kli rishon al gabe ha'esh mamish, right, is going to be like a keli sha'ar mahalechas tachdav, so that ira is going to be mevash al bishol gomor no matter what. That's the chiddush of the Pnei Yehoshua within Taisus. Wow. It's pretty big chiddush. Look at the Ran, a third pshat in the sugya. The Ran is on page Yutes, Bedafe Harim.
As opposed to just a clay keeper.
As opposed to just a clay keeper. And I think he's saying that even though you're doing Hefsher, still it's considered, right, because I have a lot of tzainin. I'm putting a little bit of hot water into the wine, still it's going to be mevashel entirely.
Even if the mixture was not good, so let us go.
Apparently. Wow, that's an unbelievable chiddush, no? But that's what emerges, I think, from the... Right, that would mean, like, sometimes when I have a sore throat, I like to drink hot orange juice or warm orange juice. I don't know why, but I like to do this. I do know why, because I had a cousin, the only cousin who I really was close with growing up. He was Nifter a few years ago, and that used to be his favorite drink. And for some weird reason, like, it's like in my head, I like to drink that drink to remember Zevi. Don't ask why. But I'm not normal. Like, don't ask too many kashas. But according to this Ran, according to this Pnei Yeshua, Bedas HaTosus, the Chora, I'm not allowed to do that on Shabbos, because from a Kli Rishon al Gabe HaEish, right, even Kedei Pishur is going to be Asar. That, I think, is tremendous. Tremendous Chiddush.
So if you take water out of the urn into a cold cup of a glass of water,
Asar. Right, correct.
Yeah.
Wow. Again, we are struggling with pshat in the mission of Moliar Hagara versus Antiki. Like, we're really struggling, but there might be some dinim that emerge in halacha. I'm not speaking halacha l'maisin, I'm speaking pshat in the mission. Right? Ran on Yutesam and Aleph writes that if it's mayim b'befnim b'gecholim b'bachot, that's a Moliar. And shaysin heimenu b'shabes, according to the Ran, means I'm allowed to put water into that vessel. I can take cold water and put it into my molir on Shabbos. Because the heating element is on the side, I'm allowed to put cold water into it. But in antiki, where the heating element is at the bottom, I'm not allowed to put cold water into it. The Ran is telling me that something only has the din of a Kli Rishon if the heating element is at the bottom. The heating element is at the side, a Malir, so that's not a Kli Rishon, and therefore I'm allowed to put Mayim into it. This is a tremendous Chiddush L'Hakel. If I could create a system where the heating element is at the side, so the Ran would tell me that that element, once it's garuf, once the coals are away, right? If it's anal garuf, it's going to be aser. But if it's a maliyah garuf, I'm allowed to put cold water into that keli on Shabbos. It's only considered a Kli Rishon when the heating element is at the bottom. Look at the Ran, you tell someone off. Imam says this. Comes along the Eglay Tal in Eis Chof Dalet, and the Shvises HaShabbos in the Hakadoma to Molachas HaMvashel Os Yud Dalet, and they both say that nobody agrees with the Ran. No? The Ran is telling me that you're only a Kli Rishon when the heating element is at the bottom. That's where he learns the Mishnah. But that's a tremendous Chiddush. According to the Ran, Shaisen Himenu B'Shabbos means you could fill it up on Shabbos. Why? Because since the heating element is at the side, it's not considered a Kli Rishon. It's only a Kli Rishon when the heating element is at the bottom. This would require a lot of serious thought. Whether there are applications Ladina based on this. In the Sefer Shalme Yosef, in the Pundavitra Koilo, he discusses the tziyur that, I don't remember if we had a full conversation about this ever, moving pots around on the blech on Shabbos. No? Sometimes the blech has different areas. Every time the blech has different areas. The fire is under one of the burners, let's say. Right? I have four burners on my range top, and when I have my blech, I have the fire on the back left. But the further away I am from that fire, the less heat there is. Am I allowed to put something on the blech in an area where it can't really come to Yadsei Levis? Right? Well, there's some areas that's mamish going to be cold, like the far away corner. There's some areas that are going to be somewhat warm. What's it called? Yeah. So that's all relevant for this discussion. Is it in the Zman? There is a din in the Makom, right? Not Makom, Rashi and Rosh, absolutely. He wants to say that maybe if the heating element is at the side, not underneath it, it's never Dino Kikli Rishon based on this Ran. That's another variable to throw in. Again, I don't know how much it will be relevant lahalacha, because the Shvises HaShabbos and the Eglay Tal are telling me that no one agrees with this Ran. But there is something to say about Maliyah HaGaref also. That's a basic yisod. Now, of course, according to the Ran, one of the reasons why the Eglay Tal doesn't like the Ran is he says, one second, in the Hemshech HaGemara we distinguish between Bei Kiri and Bei Dudi. No? That distinction doesn't make sense according to the Ran. Right? The Ran's distinction is when I have a keli, where's the heating element? Why would it be different if it's in the stove, not in the stove? That whole nekuda in the Gemara doesn't seem to make sense. But l'chol hapachos, we have over here the shitos harishonim in this sugya. Okay, Chevra, you should have a good Shabbos. Thank you for listening and for learning together. And let's keep on studying Judaism.